Well, friends, I hate the hype and the arm of the flesh, and I hate trying to do the work of God the world's way. It's not going to happen here on The Line of Fire.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, Michael Brown, so glad you could join me today on the broadcast. This is a special program today. I will not be taking any calls, but please do your best to catch as much of the show today as you possibly can. No hype, just my heart. Some really important things I want to share with you, some behind the scenes things I want to share with you, some vision, some burden I want to share with you. Can I do that? Can I do that? And please jot down this number because I'm going to be asking you to call in and stand with us throughout the broadcast. It's 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. For everyone that stands with us through this broadcast, there's a special gift that I do want to send you as my thank you, as my gift of appreciation. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. I wrote a book called How Saved Are We? In 1990. And there's a chapter called Leaning on the Arm of the Flesh. Leaning on the Arm of the Flesh. And friends, I'm not here to criticize others. I'm not here to throw stones at others. I'm not here to exalt myself above others. God forbid, we are all fellow servants in the gospel. There is no higher or lower. We are all brothers. Jesus is the only Lord. But I just want to tell you, there are certain things that I cannot do in the sight of God. There are certain methods that I cannot use in the sight of God. And I wonder if you would stand with me in proving God's ways true and proving honesty and integrity true. Here's what I wrote in chapter 7 of my book, How Savior Are We? The chapter is called Leaning on the Arm of Flesh. This is how it starts. Isaiah would be shocked. Ezekiel would be shaken. Jeremiah would be shattered. If these prophets were alive today, they would barely believe what their eyes would see. There is an abomination in the household of God. Unsaved marketing experts write appeal letters for money-starved ministries. Huge computer printers spew out mass-produced personal prophetic words by the thousands. Women in skin-tight bodysuits advertise the latest in Christian aerobics. TV preachers in costly apparel promise you riches if you send tithes to their ministry. The blood-washed church of the Son of God has gone Madison Avenue. Let the prophets weep and wail. The mighty have fallen and fallen and fallen. Who would have thought we could have stooped so low? The children of the Lord are hiring out the people of the world to help raise funds for the work of God. Sons of darkness are being consulted on how to merchandise the gospel of light. The hand of God has become attached to an arm of flesh. How can this possibly be? Friends, this is reality in America today for so many. You're told, unless you do it the world's way, you will not see God's blessing. Oh, I am all for using wisdom, and I am all for doing things with excellence, and I am all for relying on different means and strategies that God can give, but I hate the arm of the flesh. I hate this whole mentality that unless you do it the fleshly way, you'll never succeed. And I want to encourage you to pray with me and believe with me at an absolutely critical time in the work that God is giving us, that God will back us, that God will help us. Perhaps you will be some of that help. And I want to tell you a story. I'm looking at the clock. I'm going to do this on the other side of the break. Remember, I'm not taking calls today to be on the program, but I'm asking every one of you listening to call this number, 1-800-278-9978, or to go online to askdrbrown.org right there on the homepage, and to stand with us with a gift of any size to help us move forward in the work that God has given us to do and meet current obligations. My thank you, my gift of appreciation to you will be a two-hour DVD of my debate with Professor Bart Ehrman, one of the world's top New Testament scholars and a leading agnostic, as we debated at Ohio State University, the packed house, does the Bible provide an adequate answer for the problem of suffering? It is my gift of appreciation to each of you for standing with me with a gift of any size. We come back. I want to share some behind-the-scenes things, friends. You will not believe.
fire we
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to The Line of Fire broadcast. I'm going to share something with you. I heard directly from a man in the industry. And when you hear this, you will be shocked, friends, shocked and grieved. Michael Brown, thank you for joining us this very special broadcast today. I've prayed before this broadcast that God would really use this to speak to you and to open your hearts and minds in a fresh new way, and to prompt many of you to stand with us. If everyone does what they can, there'll be no needs in the house. And I won't be taking calls for you to speak with me on the air today, but here's the number to call to get to our team that's ready to speak with you right now. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. 9978, or just go online, askdrbrown.org. Right on the homepage, you can become a monthly torchbearer or give a one-time gift. And this is kind of a radiothon today, but friends, trust me, what you're going to hear is going to impact you. And the things I'm going to share and the behind-the-scenes thing and even some of the vision that's in my heart, it's going to impact you. So this show is for you. All right. There was a talented young man in the fundraising industry. I heard this from a colleague who told me that this was the business he was in. He was a Christian man, and he got wealthy by doing ad campaigns. For example, MasterCard or Visa decides they want to get 10,000 new customers. So they'd come up with this ad campaign. Okay, if you sign up for this, you get this, you get this. Here are the benefits. Here are the perks. And they would do the promos, 100,000 new cards, whatever people wanted to get. They would do this. Well, he also did work for ministry. And he knew some of the behind-the-scenes things that happened in some ministries. And there was a talented young man. He was in the fundraising industry. And he was an unsaved guy. Please hear me. He was not a believer. He had written many outstanding appeals for religious and secular clients. And he had his prize-winning letters. This letter brought in X number of millions of dollars. This letter brought in this. He had them framed, hanging on his office wall. My friend told me he saw this with his own eyes. So he knew the buttons to push. He knew the right emotional buttons to push. He knew the stories to tell. He was unsaved. And he was hired out. An unsaved guy with a worldly company hired out by a ministry to write letters coming from the leaders of those ministries. All right. In other words, they weren't really from the leaders. They weren't the leader's heart. They weren't the leader's voice. They weren't the leader's words. But these guys were sharp enough to write it in such a way that you'd think it was to get money. Now, I know the money was for ministry. I'm talking about the arm of the flesh involved. So he had just finished writing an emergency plea for a prominent international ministry when he received word that his Christian grandmother was dying. I'm not going to tell you what ministry it was. In fact, the ministry is a few decades back, doesn't exist now. This is bad. It really happened. He had just received word that his Christian grandmother was dying. So he rushed to be by her side. She didn't want to talk about her death. She didn't want to talk about anything else. She had a Social Security check, and she said, "You have to mail it out to this ministry." What ministry? The ministry that he had written the letter for, the bogus letter allegedly coming from the leader. And this guy had written the letter. And she said she just got the appeal that they desperately needed help. They desperately needed the money. She wanted to give the Social Security check to her grandson so he could get it to that ministry immediately. She didn't know that it wasn't her beloved TV pastor who wrote the letter. She didn't know she was being moved by worldly psychological pressure, not the Spirit. And that young man, her own grandson, was to blame. So he was so shaken up by the effects of that letter, he said never again. He swore off the business for life. But the ministry that hired him just marched right on. And you wonder, how many other dying grandmothers did they plunder? How many poor widows sent in their last dollar? How much of that money was paid to the marketing company? How much actually went into the work of the Lord? Friends, that's the arm of the flesh. That's the arm of the flesh. And that stinks to the high heaven as an abomination, as something so absolutely contrary to what God's people are supposed to do or what leaders would have done in the word of God. So why do I bring that up? I bring that up to say that we have never operated that way. I bring that up to say that we would go off the air before we would lean on the arm of the flesh. But let me just tell you how things work. My ministry life was very full for many years. In fact, I've always had two or three potentially full-time or four full-time ministry positions I was in at the same time. Just can I be honest with you? I think you listen to this broadcast because you know you get the real deal from it. You get my heart. You don't get some package thing that's just the latest thing I heard from somebody else or what's going to sell today. No, you get my heart. You get my heart. And that's why we have a lot of commonality, because you're real, I'm real, and we can have this conversation together. Even if today you just listen, you can't call in and talk, we get to have this conversation together. So my life has been very full. I travel and speak, and that can be very intense full-time. I write, and that's very intense full-time. I do frontline Jewish ministry. That's very intense full-time. We have open doors to minister and travel around the world. That's very intense full-time. We have our school of ministry where I teach and pour into our students, and then I'm an adjunct or visiting professor at a bunch of other seminaries. That is easily full-time. I did not go on the radio in my mid-50s, say about 53 years old. I did not go on the radio for something years ago because I had nothing else to do. Now, please, there's something else you have to understand. There may be a time, with God's grace in the future, where the radio ministry touches so many people and brings in so much money that we can support our missionaries all around the world with tens of thousands of dollars and send them all kinds of money to help with their projects and things like that. But right now, to be on the radio every single day is a giant step of faith. And our entire staff, there's nobody here to tell me not to. Last year, the entire staff, my salary for being on the radio and doing all the ministry that I do, really, I don't take a radio salary. All the ministry I do outside of our school and outside of our church, the administrator, our shipping people, the people that help in other departments, eight different people working in our immediate core team here for this part of our ministry. The combined salaries for everybody, mine in there too, is $113,000. Friends, there are some of you listening to me that are very successful in business and make more than that, or couples that make more than that. That was our ministry staff. Since I've been on the radio, I have not taken a raise for anything. In other words, whatever I was doing before, which was not a lot in terms of bringing in income, that's the same thing, because all the excess money goes to radio. You've got to understand that, all right? So being as honest and straight with you as I can, in order to get on radio, and I'm going to tell you the story of how we were supernaturally launched in a moment, some of the impact that we're having. But in order to get on radio, some people who were very generous helped launch us. They gave some large gifts of $50,000 or $100,000 to launch us out, because to be on the big stations that we are across America is an incredible gospel investment, because you touch a lot of people for a relatively small amount of money. But when you add it up, it's many, many, many tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of the year. So we have gotten started, but it takes a number of years, especially since we did a major national expansion a year and a half ago. It takes a number of years before the funds catch up, and we need to generate literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to be on the air. Now, I'm not telling you if you don't give, we're going off the air, because God is the one who called us on the air, and we will be on the air as long as he gives us grace to. But perhaps you are part of the supply. Let me tell you this also. Our ministry, our voice on the radio, I know is important. I hear from you constantly. Just preached in California, and a young man came up to me and said, I returned to my first love through your broadcast. Wow. If you're listening now, man, that meant everything to me. Another man drove 2 hours with a big smile, and I listened to you on my treadmill every day and talked about the impact the broadcast has. We hear that constantly wherever we travel, and constantly through emails and calls. But listen, friends, if you got a welfare check, you meet your family needs with that. I'm not telling you, send the money in or we're going off the air, because there are worse things that can happen. But I know God called us to be on the radio, and we need as many of you as possible to help. Now, here's the deal. There are so many of you listening that if all of you who were able sent in $10, those who were able to send in 10 did that, those who were able to send in 20 did that, those who were able to send in 50 did that, or 100 or 500 or 1,000, every need would be met. And hear me, every dime is going to our radio outreach. And the first fruits of what comes in, we pour back into our missionaries around the world. Now, I want to tell you how I received this calling and what God is doing, but here's the number to call. No hype. I'm telling you the truth. Please prove to me that we don't have to do it. Well, I'm not going to do it the worldly way. And you hire out the worldly guys and they put together the worldly package to touch people and pull the emotional heartstrings. I'm just telling you like it is. We need thousands of you to call in. Stand with us today. Here's the number, 1-800-278-9978. Whatever you can do, those that have a little, those that have a lot, everyone do what you can. 1-800-278-9978. Or go online, askdrbrown.org, right on the homepage. You don't need to fill out anything except for the donation. And we will send you automatically as our thank you gift, my two-hour debate with Professor Bart Ehrman. Does the Bible provide an adequate answer to the problem of suffering?
God of light, hear our cry. Send the fire.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire broadcast. Michael Brown, this is a special program today. I'm not taking live calls as I normally do, but I'm asking you to give me your best ear because I'm sharing my heart as honestly as I can with you at a critical time for us as we move forward. Really, it's been a critical time for several months, but I don't want to bring it up all the time. We are praying and asking God for help and grace. I'll tell you more about that, but I want to give you some background. I want to give you some background today as to why I'm here on the radio. My life has been very full and very blessed. If I simply wanted to teach full-time, I have been offered full-time jobs at some of the finest seminaries in America, and I've had to respectfully decline. I could pour myself in full-time right here at Fire School of Ministry, where I teach on a weekly basis. I could be traveling full-time preaching. I could just be interacting with Jewish people full-time. I could be overseas in different nations full-time. I could be writing full-time. So my life has been very full and very blessed, and I am so joyful in the service of the Lord. You can ask Nancy. She lives with me. We've been together since 74, married since 76. We've known each other that long, and she can attest to the fact that there's joy in my life in the service of the Lord, and I'm not way down. I got to do radio today. No, in fact, she finds it funny that sometimes over the weekend, I'm like, no radio today. But I journaled this almost 20 years ago. I was preaching in New York City at Times Square Church for the late Pastor David Wilkerson. I was driving home from New York, and I felt this burden, and I journaled it that day, that I was supposed to be on talk radio all across America. Whether it was Christian radio or secular radio, because I knew it wasn't just going to be a traditional Christian show. I knew I was supposed to be on talk radio across America. I journaled that. And sometimes I'd be driving in my car and I'd be listening to some guy who's on a few hours a day, and I'd think, how do you do that? How do you restructure your life? Because every day when my life was different, one day I'd be traveling, one day I'd be home, one day I'd be writing, one day I'd be teaching. Every day was different. No 2 days were the same. I thought, how do you do that where you structure your whole life around being on radio? I wouldn't even have time to do it. Well, this would come up from time to time. And whenever I would pray and really get gripped in the presence of the Lord, I tell you, for years, friends, for years, I'd get gripped with a need for a Jesus revolution in society. I feel it now even as I talk to you. I'd get gripped with this burden to see God's people awaken and shaken and equipped and touching the world, touching the society, Jesus transforming us, us transforming our world, us being revolutionized by Jesus, us bringing a Jesus revolution to society. Not the worldly way of anger and hatred and intimidation, but the gospel way of transformation. I'd burn with this. Some nights I say, Lord, I just want to worship you. I don't want to ask for anything. I don't want to pray for anything. I just want to worship you. And as I get deeper into the presence of God, where I was so conscious of him and his goodness and his power, I get gripped. Revolution, revolution, change, touch the society, touch the world, touch the nations. Burdened with it. And then with it started to rise. as I'd pray and I'd get burdened for transformation and get burdened for Jesus revolution and get burdened for revival in the church, something else would rise up, and you're supposed to be on the radio, and you're supposed to be on the radio, and you're supposed to be on the radio. You're supposed to be a voice of revolution on the radio. You're supposed to be a voice of moral and cultural and spiritual revolution on the radio 5 days a week. Some of the cities where I'm on, like WMCA in New York City or WAVA in D.C. and some of these other great stations in cities across America, large and small, I've had burdens to be on these very stations. You have to understand, I didn't need another activity. I was not looking for another thing to do. In fact, all my life, for decades, I've juggled how to do the different things that God has called me to do. And it's a sweet thing when you don't have to raise extra money. We were living very simply. Our ministry operated on a very low budget. And when you don't have to raise money for radio funds and all this so you can touch hundreds of thousands of people at a moment or millions across the nation, it's very nice to not have that burden. But I couldn't shake this. I couldn't shake it. One of my board members a few years ago said to me, "Mike, don't shake it. Run with it." Well, it was in October, 5 years ago, going on now. I was meeting with some of our Fire School of Ministry grads in Nashville, Tennessee, and before meeting with them one night, I was in my hotel room, and I was going to be doing an interview with a gentleman named Stu Epperson Jr. I didn't know him. He was on Truth Talk Live. I was going to be doing a radio interview with him about can you be gay and Christian. I had been doing a bunch of radio interviews on a number of different subjects those days. I knew the Epperson family name. I did not know Stu Jr. myself, and I journal it. He is going to say to you today, friends, I journaled it. He is going to say to you today, you need to be on the air. You need to have a radio broadcast. I journaled it. While I'm on the show with him, the first break comes, he goes, Dr. Brown, man, I'm hearing about you all the time. I'm hearing about your name. We got to get you on the radio. You need to have a radio broadcast. This is during the breaks. We're going back and forth on the show. By the time the show is over, he's convinced me I need to be on 1 hour a week and do these power minutes, these little spots. I said, Stu, I believe it's God. I believe I'm supposed to, but I don't have an hour extra a week. And then I had to commute to the station back and forth. That put it at about three and a half hours. I said, I don't have that time, but I believe it's God. And then where are we going to get the money for? I bring in money for our ministry to help support our missionaries around the world and do the other work that we're doing as I travel and speak. If I'm doing a broadcast on a Saturday, I can't travel as much. And then I've got to pay to be on the air. But we knew it was the Lord. In fact, he felt God speak to him. You have got to help syndicate Dr. Brown nationally. So we began on the Truth Radio Network. And then some months later, he called me and he said, Doc, we're starting a station in Salt Lake City, Utah. Many of you are listening to that great station right now. We started a station and we need you in this particular spot. It'll be Eastern Standard Time, 5 nights a week, 7 to 8 each night. I said, Stu, I know it's the Lord. I know I'm supposed to do it. I talked to Nancy. We said, it's crazy. How are we going to do it? But we knew it was the Lord. And then some months after that, he said, Doc, we need you to go to the afternoon. We need you to go on 2 hours a day in the afternoon. I said, I already journaled it that I'm supposed to be on in the afternoon. I mean, this is what's happening. So God's been opening these doors and then spoke to me in addition to our core support, the Truth Radio Network that I was supposed to go on nationally with Salem Communications, to go on across the nation. It was part of what God spoke to me. And when they gave me the open door, we understood it was going to be a great faith challenge. You're listening to me now, friends, because God has decided that I'm supposed to be on the air. But are you supposed to help me? We have gone from almost no monthly supporters in the past, because we never really cultivated, 70-something monthly supporters, to over 500 monthly supporters now. Torchbearer is giving at least $25 or more per month, but we need several thousand. I wonder if you're one of them. And everyone that could send in a one-time gift, whether it's $10 or $20 or $50 or $100, we need you to do that. Together, we're making a difference. I'm just telling you honestly, I don't quite know what we're going to do if we don't get additional help, but I believe the help is going to come. Here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Or just go online. AskDrBrown.org, right on the homepage. And my gift to all of you who stand with us, and when you go to the homepage to donate, you don't have to say anything extra. We'll send this gift automatically. My two-hour DVD debate with Professor Bart Ehrman, does the Bible provide an adequate answer to the problem of suffering, an incredible debate that will really bless you. Our thank you gift when you call or give 1-800-278-9978.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, Michael Brown here. You know when you listen to this broadcast, you're going to get things straight from my heart. No hype. There's no one sitting here telling me, well, you have to say it like this or do it like this because this is the proper way. Oh, we do our best to be professional. We do our best to do everything with excellence, friends, but straight from the heart. And I believe that's why you listen. I'm not taking calls. We'll be the rest of the week. In fact, we'll even be live on July 4th. But I've got some really urgent, important things to share with you. So thanks for listening. Here's the number to call to stand with us. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Do you remember the movie Chariots of Fire? And Eric Liddell, who ends up giving his life as a missionary overseas, was going to delay being a missionary to China. And he's talking with, what was it, his cousin or something like that. And she's wondering, okay, you're going to run in the Olympics and then go to be a missionary to China. You should just go to be a missionary to China. And he said, God made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure. When I started being on radio many, many years ago, I would do these pre-recorded shows, which are great, wonderful. Many ministries do them, and you're blessed by so many. But many years ago, the late 80s, I did that when I lived in Maryland, and it was good, and we touched some people, but it was on for a short time, and that was it. But when God put me on live talk radio, and we've been doing this now for about 4.5 years, when God put me on live talk radio, I knew I was made for this very purpose. With all the preaching and teaching and ministry I've done, which I love to do, I love to preach, I love to teach, I love to write, I love to mentor as we have the opportunities to do. I just love doing the work of the Lord. But I had a dear friend, one of my closest friends in the world from India, and he was on the radio with me. He said, Mike, you were born to do this. And then get an email, a note from one of our spiritual sons in Italy who had graduated from our school. And he says, Dr. Brown, you were born to do this. And the joy I have as I think of being on the air, sometimes before the show starts, I'm in my office like, come on, let's do this. And many of you get an hour of the program, some only a half hour, some may get 2 hours, and many of you listen online get all hours. But I'm talking about 2 hours a day, can't wait to do it. And sometimes we're coming to the end, it's like, oh, that went so fast. And every so often, though, friends, I get struck with this heaviness. Because I realize we have to do better in meeting our obligations to continue to be on the air. You see, when you birth a national radio ministry of this level, it takes several years before the income that comes in catches up to the bills that go out. I'm just telling you how it works. Is that okay? Can I go behind the scenes with you and share these things? So this is what's going on right now. We're in that critical stage. We did a giant expansion beginning March 14th of last year. It was our 35th wedding anniversary. Just so happened that was the day. It was the day my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, came out, and the day that we launched on some of the biggest stations in America and expanded our base massively, massively, massively. And it takes some time as the audience gets to know you. Many of you are new listeners. Some of you have been listening from day one, but the audience builds, and then you got to get to know me. Who is this guy, and what does he stand for, and should we stand with him? So it takes time to build that base up. And in the meantime, you can have a deficit of a whole lot of money. That's the situation we're in right now, but I know that God called me to do this. It's not an idol. I've prayed and said, Lord, I'll just go home and pray, and somebody else can be on the radio, or I'll just preach, or I'll just teach, or I'll just write. I don't have to do this, but I know he's called me to. So would you stand with us? This is listener supported. The advertising that you hear pays a small part of the bill. The rest we're responsible for. And if everyone could stand with me, if you could give $5 or $10 or $50 or $100 or $1,000, whatever you're able to do, if you'll all do that, our needs will be met, and I can move forward with a lot less burdens. Here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. 278-9978. My thank you gift will be a two-hour debate with Bart Ehrman on DVD. Does the Bible provide an adequate answer to the problem of suffering?
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, this is a very special and unique broadcast on The Line of Fire. I'm taking you behind the scenes. I'm sharing things from my heart, giving some of the history of who we are, why we do what we do, and inviting you to join with us. I am not saying if you don't give, we have to go off the air. I'm not saying that. But I can tell you, if you don't give, somebody else is going to have to give, because we need to meet obligations. And the stations that run, we keep getting these great reports from stations across the country. I was just looking at some really neat things that came in where people are talking about how the broadcast blesses them and how they love the issues we tackle, or the grace with which we handle our callers, and the controversies and the voice of sanity and clarity. And we are so blessed to hear that, but we have major needs that must be met. For months, we've been in a real critical stage, but we haven't wanted to talk about it much. We've been praying. I just need to come and share this with you and unburden myself to you. So you can write to us directly at Line of Fire at P.O. Box 5546, P.O. Box 5546, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. You can call 1-800-278-9978. You can go online, askdrbrown.org. Right on the homepage, any donations that come in this week, we will send you as a gift. And new torchbearers, monthly supporters, that's even more support important, those who can stand with us, at least $25 a month. The thank you gift we'll be sending out will be my two-hour debate on DVD with Professor Bart Ehrman, a world-class New Testament scholar and a world-famous agnostic. Does the Bible provide an adequate answer to the problem of suffering? You know, some of the people that listen to the show, one gentleman sent an email that seemed to me to be a hostile email, and he was explaining that he's, quote, gay Christian, and he doesn't need to apologize for doing that. And, you know, he is who he is. He's a gay Christian. He doesn't need to apologize for that. Well, he sends this email, and it seemed hostile. It seemed that he was really attacking. And in the email, he challenged me on different things. So I addressed his points on the air, and we emailed him and said, Dr. Brown's going to be addressing these points on this day. And halfway through the show, he calls in. I hope you're still listening, man. He said, I listen to your broadcast because I'm trying to get hope in my life. Wow. Then we get a note the other day from a Hasidic Jew somewhere in New York. And there are hundreds of thousands, I guess, all over different parts of New York, in the city in upstate New York, several hundred thousand. And he emails and is just thrilled with the message we're bringing and how it changed his religion into this beautiful symphony. Just, he put it amazingly. Well, I didn't know, is he identifying as a Hasidic Jew that believes in Jesus, or is he someone raised a Hasidic Jew who's not a believer yet, but we've got his interest? We wrote to him and said, hey, we want to send you a copy of the book, The Real Kosher Jesus. He said, well, you can't send it to my home. Can't send it there. We said, do you know anywhere we could send it to get it to you? We can't send it to his home because there's no possible way that he could get it, because in his home you can't talk about Jesus, and yet we're getting to touch him. We have some of our missionaries in China, spiritual sons and daughters, grads serving in China. And one of our spiritual sons, I can't tell you any more about what he does because it's confidential. He's in communist China bringing the gospel. He told me that Line of Fire broadcast is banned there. They had to find other ways to listen to it. But check out what he said to me. Your podcast ministry touches on several issues, topics that are essential to the body of Christ today, especially during the changing weather systems of postmodern culture. In fact, I've seen three genuine Chinese conversions take place as a direct result of material that I addressed in the classroom in China in regards to the sanctity of marriage that I've gleaned from your show. Do you understand this? Here's a grad from our ministry school serving with his wife in communist China. He teaches at a university there. And by talking about issues having to do with the sanctity of marriage in his class that he got from our broadcast, he's seen genuine Chinese conversions. He said there's other fruit, of course, but it's nice to see how even addressing such issues can indirectly bring about eternal fruit. By God's grace, friends, we are making a difference, and it's more essential than ever that our voice be heard here on the Line of Fire. News from England. This last Thursday, June 28th, in Wanstead, England, church groups suspended from school over homophobic leaflet. Hang on. Three church groups have been suspended from preaching at a secondary school after a leaflet containing homophobic scripture was delivered to homes in Walthamstow. You say homophobic scripture, what does it mean? I'm looking at a copy of the actual tract. Celebrate with us, God's Son, Savior of mankind, Jesus Christ, at Wanstead High School, Redbridge Lane, Sundays at 11 a.m. They're inviting people to their church service. Learn about the essential forgiveness, salvation he gives. Hear the Bible preached, read it and apply it. Matthew 5 through 7, Sermon on the Mount. And then it quotes some scripture. Psalm 9:10, you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Ezekiel 18:33, I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, but they should repent and live, says the Lord. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. Galatians 5:21, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. 1 Corinthians 6:9, you, the fornicators, adulterers, idolaters, male prostitutes, homosexual offenders, thieves, greedy, drunkards, slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Hebrews 13:5, don't love money. So it's all these verses, but 1 Corinthians 6, in the list of people who will not inherit the kingdom of God, mentions those who practice homosexuality. They've been banned from using the high school because they gave out, quote, homophobic scripture. The anonymous leaflet urging people to come to Wanstead High School Sundays at 11 a.m. quotes a version of a line of scripture from 1 Corinthians 6:9, which refers to homosexual offenders. Oh. Head teacher Chris Van Bussel was unaware of the leaflet and was shocked when it was shown to him. He said, we have made it quite clear to Schools Plus in our contract that any group showing any type of racist or homophobic attitude should not be permitted in the school. That includes church groups. And then there's another church that said, well, we rent out the premises, East London International Church of Christ, but the spokesman said, we preach the Bible, but we would quote this scripture differently. It is ill-advised to put that sort of a thing on a leaflet, and we would certainly never do it. Friends, we've warned about this. We have warned about this, that the day is coming. People in Canada have seen it. We're putting out an ad that had scripture verses and indicating that God was against certain things. People fined for that. People banned for speaking about certain things for the rest of their lives, ministers, because of alleged homophobic content. Here in England, a tract's given out inviting people to a service, quoting a number of scriptures, just quoting scriptures, and they're banned from the school. If it happened in England, if similar things are happening in Canada, friends, it'll happen here in America unless we stand and speak. And it's one of the things that we do here. Let me make this as plain as possible. My heart beats so deeply to see men and women who struggle with same-sex attraction find freedom and wholeness in Jesus. And the wholeness I'm speaking of is not primarily heterosexuality. The wholeness I'm speaking of is finding forgiveness and grace and the presence of God and a holy life and a changed heart so that they know they're forgiven, they know God is their Father, they know Jesus is their Savior, and they have power to live a holy life. And for many, that also means heterosexuality coming out of it. But for all, it means holiness. My heart beats to see that happen. And I tell you, I run into people. They come up to me with big smiles, and they share their story of how Jesus changed them, of how they were bound by this or this or this, including same-sex attraction, including gender identity disorder. And they saw the power of the gospel change them. But friends, wherever we go, people don't know how to address this. People are running from this. People are stepping back. And by God's grace, here on the front lines, we're making a difference. Think of what would happen if we weren't here speaking. I was in California over the weekend speaking at a wonderful large church. I don't know, 6,000-7,000 members, wonderful, open-hearted people, do great outreach through the city and to the nations. And I was talking to one of the pastors over lunch. He said, are you the only one speaking about these issues? I said, oh, absolutely not. I said, but sadly, we're few. And then the ministry we do in Jewish ministry and the raising up of missionaries and sending them out around the world and the message to awaken the sleeping church in America. By God's grace, we're making a difference. But I'm appealing to you. We need your help. If you're listening to the broadcast, if you've listened for months and enjoy it, you're blessed and helped by it, do what you can. That's all I'm asking. And just lift this burden off me, because I've been weighed down with the financial needs of meeting our radio obligations. And every dime that comes in is going right back into radio. And the first fruits of it also help support our missionaries in different parts of the world. So it's an unbelievable investment. If all you have is $10 or $25 or $50 or $100, whatever you're able to send without putting yourself in any hardship, do it. And the Lord will bless you if you can become a monthly supporter. That would be awesome. And my thank you gift to every one of you standing with us is the two-hour DVD debate with Professor Bart Ehrman. Does the Bible provide an adequate answer to the problem of suffering? An incredible video to watch on DVD. Call right now, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Online, askdrbrown.org. Right on the home page, you can fill out donation or monthly support, and we'll send the DVD out to you automatically. 1-800-278-9978. All right, some more to share when we come back. Stay with us.
Send it, Lord.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, Michael Brown here. Thanks so much for joining us for the special broadcast. If you just tuned in, we're not taking calls, but we are asking you to call our team and stand with us any way that you're able. 1-800-278-9978. Write that number down, 1-800-278-9978. You know, every day I'm on the radio, I'm encouraged and reminded of the fact that as God spoke to me for years about change he wanted to bring to America, a revived church and a moral revolution in America through the gospel, a moral, cultural, spiritual revolution through the gospel, that as he spoke to me about those things, he spoke to me about being on the air, about being on national talk radio, being a voice to the nation, a voice of moral and cultural and spiritual revolution, a voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity in the midst of a society in chaos and a church all too often in compromise. And as he's opened these doors and raised me up to do this very thing, it reminds me it's part of the larger promise. No, not because of this radio broadcast that God's going to change the nation, but as we together stand and make a difference, as I'm able to stir your hearts and you're able to stir other hearts and other hearts able to stir my heart, together we stand and cry out to God and do what we know how to do. America's going to be shaken for the gospel. I believe it. In the natural, it seems impossible. In the natural, it seems so far-fetched that nothing could turn the tide. But God. But God. You know, being on the front lines here, we get some interesting challenges. There was one fellow posting on our Facebook page for A Queer Thing Happened to America, and we ultimately just had to block him because he wouldn't refrain from insults and attacks. But I hope he can figure out a way to post without that, and then we can welcome him onto one of our other pages. But this is what he writes the other day. He said, "You're a religious bigot who wants to shove his religion down our throats." He said, "Christianity is voluntary insanity. You want to oppress others. You use your God as an alibi." We deal with that every single day of the week. But hey, that's fine, because we're on the front lines. And I don't mean being a target. If I can speak the truth in love and stand up for righteousness and be a testimony for the gospel. In case you didn't hear this, I shared it on Friday. But we're reaching out to this guy to join me on the air. He gives his whole name. "Hello, my name is Neil. I saw your comments on homosexuals in one of the, is it e-zine or e-zine? How do you pronounce it? It's like magazine. Is it e-zines? Looks like e-zines. Anyway, I saw your comments on homosexuals in one of these e-zines that I read. I'm wondering, if your God doesn't like homosexuals, why does he create them in every species there is, you know? Did that ever occur to you people? Or are you so programmed in your religion you can't use common sense and logic? I doubt it. My email address," and he gives it, it's quite an address. It's a religion-mocking address, e-address. And "for your information, the odds of you being more generally experienced than I am are zero. The odds of you being more generally knowledgeable than I am are zero. The odds of you being more intelligent or using it as effectively as I do are also about zero. And you're as sure as H-E-L-L, nobody in the world is more truthful than I am. So email me and let me educate you, because you sure do need it. You are the programmed, you are one programmed religious robot. So we wrote back, said, hey, man, hey, join us on the air. Let's talk. Let's talk. Do you know, articles, young Americans losing faith, new poll shows 31% of adults under 30 doubt God exists. I believe that the plague of fatherlessness we have in our nation is also leading to a plague of faithlessness. I plan to write on that and address that as well. Friends, we want to see something happen among the young people. I believe that there is massive hope for this young generation, and I believe that America can be turned right in the young generation. And that's why we're getting on as many college campuses as we are. That's why we're constantly ministering to young people. I spoke at a recent conference right in Charlotte to young people that want to be on the front line of apologetics and standing for truth. And you know what the call was to them? Don't try to get so sophisticated intellectually. Don't try to show off how smart you are. Instead, lay your life down for the gospel. Instead, die to the praise of man and die to the love of the world and say, my life for souls, my life for the gospel, and God will use you and back you. I'm looking at a chapter that I wrote in my book, How Saved Are We?, called Leaning on the Arm of the Flesh. I started the broadcast today talking about these very things, talking about how the Church of America leans on the arm of the flesh and leans on worldly marketing and actually hires out unsaved marketing experts to tell them how to raise funds. Come on, that just is not right. And I would rather quit the ministry than do those kinds of things. And I asked the question, why are we consulting for foreign gods? If we were walking in the center of God's will, wouldn't he meet our needs? The fact that some of us cannot lean on God alone is evidence that he's not backing us up. He's not coming through for us. If he was, why would we have to lean on the arm of flesh and go the way of the world? Wasn't this the constant battle of the Old Testament prophets to keep Israel from trusting in the help of foreign armies and gods and to trust in the Lord alone? You know, there's some wonderful psalms, some wonderful words of truth from the Psalms. And it says, no king is saved by the size of his army. Maybe no ministry is saved by the size of their mailing list. And no ministry is saved by the millionaire donors, because we rely on the Lord. I'm saying, if God is calling me to do what I'm doing and be on the air, perhaps he's calling you to be standing with me. Perhaps if all of you listening would take 5 minutes, maybe you have to hold for a little while, because if we get a lot of calls, you may have to hold. Then go online and just doing that online. But if you'll take 5 or 10 minutes and give what you can. I'm not saying starve your children. I'm not saying cancel your other plans so you can give. I believe many are able to give, whether it's $10 or $25 or $50 or $100 or $1,000. Some businesses can invest in more. Churches, pastors, would you put us on your ministry list, on your missions list, and support us on a monthly basis? And all those who become torchbearers, who stand with us at least $25 or more per month, we send you a new audio message every month that'll touch your heart and stir you. We give you free online access to our classes, our online classes, and a 15% discount in our ministry bookstore, our online bookstore, for all of our materials. So we try to sow back into you however you can. And then the first fruits of all the funds that come in, we sow back into our missionaries around the world, which means you share in the reward of the souls they touch and the lives they change. But we are under pressure. I'm being candid with you. I'm being straight with you. And we really need thousands of you to stand together and say, okay, Mike, we believe in you. Dr. Brown, we're standing with you. We believe in this voice of moral cultural revolution, spiritual revolution. We believe together we're making a difference, and we want to hold your hands up. Call right now. Would you do that? Thank you in advance. 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Or online, askdrbrown.org, right there on the homepage. Again, 1-800-278-9978. My thank you gift to all of you who stand with us. My 2-hour DVD video to watch of my debate with Professor Bart Ehrman, a world famous agnostic, skeptic, and New Testament scholar. Does the Bible provide an adequate answer to the problem of suffering? One more time, 1-800-278-9978. My thank you gift to any of you who stand with us. My bottom line today. Do not be discouraged about what you see in society. Do not be discouraged by what you even see often in the church. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Worship the Lord. Put Him first. Honor Him. And do what you know how to do in His will. You will be blessed and encouraged. Jesus is more.